All right, what's up, friends? Mark here, and welcome to The Blueprint, which is running on Behind the Human. And it's a 7-part series with 10-minute episodes, each designed to give you a piece of your mental fitness blueprint. I just want to apologize. There's a bit of a gap between this episode and the last. And that's simply just because it's the summer and there was some family vacation planned. And I really want to practice what I preach and take a moment to pause and recharge and so forth. So that's a reason for the delay on this episode. But here we are. We're back and we are going to rock the practice, or the idea of the practice stack. We're going to figure out your practice stack. Last episode, we focused on your operating pattern and starting list of what restores it. And today we're going to turn that into something you'll actually do, your practice stack for the next 90 days, plus what you're feeding your mind while you're at it. So let's start. So here's where I often see people mess up on the practices, because people try to build like 10 new habits all at once. And sometimes they're all generic, like meditate, journal, read more, with no actual connection to their actual data and what they know work for them. Like, those are just the things that they hear about on other shows, or just, you know, from reading books and so forth. But there are clear practices that you know work for you. So we need to narrow down on what works for us. We're going to focus on two categories. There's going to be daily anchors and weekly rituals. They do different jobs and you need both. Then we'll do a fast pass on mental nutrition, what you're actually feeding your mind day to day. Okay, so let's build this out. Daily anchors versus weekly rituals. Here's the distinction. A daily anchor is a small, non-negotiable. It takes minutes. It's the same move regardless of what kind of day you're having, and it works by repetition, not intensity. So that could be something as simple as literally taking a few minutes to breathe, right? To reset or be present in the moment. Just sit back, close our eyes, lock into the moment, take a couple breaths and reset. Super accessible, it's fast, and gives us the power of the pause. The weekly ritual is usually a little bit bigger. It needs like real time and space. And it's often what builds momentum and depth that, let's say, a 2-minute daily anchor can't. So you need both of them. Daily keeps you steady and the weekly moves you forward. So a weekly practice could be something like the sauna or a longer walk, or, you know, for me, that's time on the mountain bike. I can't do that every single day, but I definitely try to do it once or twice a week, first thing in the morning. And those are a little bit longer sessions, but they're so good for the mind and the body, of course. Okay, so let's pick three practices. Don't pick these randomly. Go back to your lowest pillar from previous episode. This is from the episode and your pattern, like the episode where we talked about your pattern and what restores your pattern, your mental pattern. So go back to that, which is episode 3 if you forget, or take a look at your notes. So we're looking at where the pattern and the restoration overlap. And this is your highest leverage practice. So if you remember correctly, I suggested some practices, but just take a look at your pattern and see what's going on, where you're, like, let's say your mind right now, you're in a pattern where there's a lot of rumination, like anxious thoughts and worry and so forth. Just take a minute to think about a practice that helps pause that and release the narrative. For me, that's often something like journaling and just really writing out the facts of a situation versus getting stuck in the story behind it. Okay, so now just think, now that you've got the one identified, think of one or two others that are quick, that are in the moment, that instantly calm your mind. Could literally be putting on a playlist from Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you're listening to your music that you already have pre-saved, that you know that when you listen to that artist and that category of music, it puts your mind in a good place. Or short meditation, right? Or a few minutes in silence. Like there's a ton of different things. Reading, you can have books on your desk that you know. I have one right now. I've got Meditation by Marcus Aurelius. And I know that as soon as I open that up, it's all highlighted. I literally just have to read a couple highlights and my mind is reset and I have a different perspective. That's an example of some of these daily habits. Okay, so like moving on to the weekly side, we'll pick one weekly ritual that gives you real time and space to work on that same lower pillar. So it could be a longer walk, it could be a run, time in the sauna. I mean, you pick what works for you, but just pick a practice that maybe you requires a little bit more time, but that you can schedule it into your practice and work on some of those lower scores that you have in your assessment. Last one, pick one practice that ties directly back to your outcome and your mantra for the episode, for episode two, something that actively moves you, your professional outcome forward while reinforcing how you want to feel doing it, right? Just take a look at everything you listed and maybe just highlight that thing. And that's your non-negotiable. Like that's the thing, no matter what's happening, day in and day out, you're doing that consistently. And then lastly, I want you to think about mental nutrition. For the next 90 days, pay attention to three categories. What's filling your ears during commutes or dead time? What are you watching in your downtime? And what are you reading? For each one, ask, does this actually feed the outcome and mantra I named, or is it just filling the silence? So pick one deliberate swap in each of those categories for the next 90 days, for your season, so that you have good, positive mental nutrition. Could be positive educational podcasts. It could just be humorous podcasts, right? Just to like let go of some mental clutter and so forth and just laugh. Like laughter is so powerful. Of course, good books, good autobiographies or nonfictions or a fiction to just escape and go into story. Like again, we're all different, but if we pre-identify these things now, then when stuff starts to happen in life and throws our mind off, we don't have to think about this. We just go right to our plan. We go right to those things that we listed to our mental nutrition and we're good to go. Okay. So the only homework is to implement this stuff. You wrote it down, make sure it's in your schedule, make sure it's in your calendar. And when you're planned, the best way to do this, at least that works the best for me, is Friday afternoon, usually midday, because you don't want to wait till the end of the day because then you're kind of like rushing to cap off the day and get into the weekend. But if you do this around 2 or 3 o'clock, again, this works for me, pick what works for you. You take a look at your week. And look at what meetings you have. Look at what tasks that you have set for the week. And we're pretty good at that. Like we're good at organizing our schedule in terms of like the things that we have to do and the things that we have to prepare for. But then the pro move and the way we incorporate this mental fitness plan is now you take a look at, let's say as an example, you have a really important strategy call or business development call, like something that, you know, is requires some good mental power. This is where you stack in some of your practices, either before or after, or and even both, right? Imagine going into, let's say, some sort of business development call. Imagine going in incredibly present and clear. And all you have to do is, let's say, take a few minutes before that call, and instead of rushing and trying to answer, you know, last minute emails or do something else or cram in your schedule, just breathe a little bit. Right? Just center yourself and go into that meeting, or put on a song that hypes you up. And then you go into that meeting with just different energy. This is the stuff. They're small little moves. They almost seem too simple, but it's the simplicity of these practices and the integration of these practices into our routines that make all the difference. All right. So let me know how that's working for you. Share wherever you're listening to this. Share if it's on Spotify, there's a comment section, drop some comments. If you're following on social media, I mean, share the episode or pop some comments in the feed so I know, you know, what's working for you and what's not. And if you have any questions, and I can also tailor some of the upcoming episodes in this series. All right. So last thing I'll say is, of course, we're going to continue the series. We have a few more episodes to come. But if you want to kind of skip the manual building of this by hand, then you can head over to blueprint.mchampagne.com. And the blueprint builds this whole plan for you automatically in about 15, 20 minutes of you going through an intake flow. And then you get a whole, you can export it as a PDF, or you can stay within the kind of the web page format, and you have everything set up there. If you do that, make sure to leverage the fact that there is a pretty heavy discount while this series is running, and use the code POD50, that's POD50 at checkout. And we'll see you for the next episode.